From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, October 9th. Coming up, we'll learn more about when police officers fail to properly respond to domestic violence calls from a joint investigation between Illinois Public Media and the Invisible Institute. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. House Republicans are threatening to deny further aid to Ukraine, and Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin warns that could put other countries at risk. Alex Degman reports.
Durbin met with members of Chicago's Ukrainian community to talk about American aid as the Russian invasion continues. It came just days after Congress agreed to avert a shutdown by approving a temporary budget bill to fund the federal government without President Biden's request for additional money to Ukraine. Durbin says the U.S. has to stand by Ukraine, quote, now more than ever, because he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin's ambitions extend beyond Ukraine. Places like Poland, Lithuania, and Moldova could be at risk. But Durbin is worried the removal of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker makes it even less likely Congress will agree to additional Ukrainian aid. Alex Degman, WBEZ News.
Illinois Democrats are criticizing the Biden administration for its plans to expand the southern border wall. The president announced Thursday he is waiving federal laws to allow for construction of up to 20 more miles of border wall. Chicago Congresswoman Delia Ramirez says the barrier is not what she believes her party should stand for.
As Democrats, we all have to stick together and say, absolutely not, not under our watch. We will not allow this hateful rhetoric, this devastating language that would harm refugees and children.
In a statement, Congressman Jesus Choi Garcia says the administration shouldn't double down on building the wall to address the migrant crisis. He, Ramirez, and the rest of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus are urging Biden to reverse the decision. Fighting Illini Hall of Fame linebacker Dick Butkus was remembered and honored after his passing earlier this week at Friday's Illinois football game against Nebraska. The 50-yard line at Memorial Stadium was outlined with the color orange to commemorate the number Butkus wore here at Illinois. Head Illini football coach Brett Belima spoke about Butkus after the loss to Nebraska.
Give respect to Dick Butkus and obviously one of the best that's ever played a game, not alone at Illinois or in the NFL, one of the best players to ever play the game. And on top of that, one of the true pleasures of my job that I didn't know coming into it was the opportunity to meet him last year and you know, shake a guy's hand and visit with someone who I respected growing up my entire life.
Other tributes to Butkus included photo and video tributes, a moment of silence, the stadium columns lit in blue, an alma mater being dressed in his orange jersey. Fans left flowers and memorabilia on and around the Dick Butkus statue on 4th Street, which was added in 2019. Still to come, we'll learn more about when police officers fail to properly respond to domestic violence calls from a joint investigation between Illinois Public Media and the Invisible Institute. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Illinois law requires police to file reports after responding to calls for alleged abuse and neglect. That includes domestic violence. Training offered by the Champaign Police Department aims to keep officers in line with the law. But some say the training's not effective, causing lasting harm to survivors of domestic violence. I reported for the Illinois Student Newsroom and the Invisible Institute. This story contains details of domestic violence.
A few years ago, Rita Connerly dialed 911 when her former partner was outside her Champaign home. The man had abused her for years. Connerly's order of protection against him had expired just weeks earlier. That day, he was trying to drop off a birthday gift for a child they shared. Champaign police officer Jonathan Christensen responded to the call. He spoke with both parties and asked Connerly if she wanted the gift, which frustrated her.
All that he did when he first responded is say, well, hey, he's just coming over here to bring a gift. Don't you want this gift? He's, no. Oh, you can put it in here. Like, no, we don't want it. She doesn't want it.
After only 4 minutes, Christensen left without investigating any further. He did not file a report. Connerly says Officer Christensen's lack of action made her feel unsafe, just like her abuser had done.
Because as a person who has previously been a victim of his, I, in that moment, again, feeling like a victim.
What Connerly didn't know was that 11 months earlier, the same thing happened to another survivor of domestic violence. Police records show when the officers met the woman, her clothing was torn and the man had a hand injury. The officers left after 10 minutes and didn't file a report. A Champaign police lieutenant later concluded the officers conducted a substandard investigation and failed to properly document the incident. It prompted a wider investigation, which found that one of the officers had committed 9 department rule violations over 6 months, all during domestic-related calls, and the other had committed 1 rule violation. Then Police Chief Anthony Cobb wrote in his review of the investigation that these violations, quote, did not occur in a vacuum. He expressed concerns about a systematic culture of noncompliance with the Illinois Domestic Violence Act within the department. Connerly says she doesn't feel like Champaign police protect people like her.
I didn't feel listened to. I didn't feel respected. I didn't feel like they were going to respond to me appropriately. There's seemingly this just aggressive nature to not protect people but property with police. And in the event where I was the victim, like, I'm not a piece of property. I am a person. I'm a human being.
The investigation several years ago prompted Champaign Police to issue a department-wide retraining. Today, the department still gives out the same 10-question, multiple-choice online test each year. But the most effective trainings are hands-on, teaching officers the right questions to ask when responding to domestic disturbances and helping them understand their implicit biases. That's according to T.K. Logan, a behavioral sciences professor at the University of Kentucky. She says police officers are often the first to respond to incidents of domestic violence. That's why it's so important that they be properly trained. And if officers fail to make reports, Logan says it's hard for survivors to make a paper trail that establishes a pattern and history with the abuser.
I've talked to victim after victim who say, police came out, they didn't take a report. We have to figure out how to make our police departments more accountable.
In a written statement, a Champaign police spokesperson said the department uses, quote, all available resources to ensure that our officers are equipped to address the concerns of our community. As for Connerly, she filed a complaint with the Champaign police saying Officer Christensen failed to follow protocol and protect her from her abuser. 2 allegations against the officer were sustained, that he failed to investigate a reported crime and failed to document that crime in a police report. Public records show Officer Christensen was given a letter of reprimand. A department spokesperson did not make Officer Christensen available for comment. Connerly says police never followed up with her, other than to tell her the complaint was substantiated.
I don't believe that they will ever protect me effectively. I've had, you know, more issues with other officers, filed complaints, and similarly, no recourse.
She hopes one day officers will be better equipped to respond to domestic violence survivors so that they don't cause further harm. I'm Farrah Anderson, reporting for Illinois Public Media and the Invisible Institute.
This story was produced in partnership with the Champaign-Urbana Civic Police Data Project of the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute. Diana Lean co-reported this story. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Colin Highslope, Diana Lean, and Farrah Anderson. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.